Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, email it to me, box13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives or become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/radiodetectives. Today's program is brought to you in part by the financial support of our listeners. You can support the show on a one-time basis at support.greatdetectives.net, through the Zelle app to box13 at greatdetectives.net, or by mail to Adam Graham, P.O. Box 15913, Boise, Idaho 83715. That's Adam Graham, P.O. Box 15913, Boise, Idaho 83715. Now it's time for today's episode of Rocky Jordan. The original air date, January the 22nd, 1950. And this one is The Face of Diana.
Sunday is a big day on CBS. Still waiting in the wings to bring you a variety of entertainment are Rocky Jordan, Horace Hite, Eve Arden, Joe Stafford, The Whistler, Red Skelton. Now Del Monte Foods bring you a world of adventure with Rocky Jordan.
Chris!
I'm right here, Rock. You want something?
I sure do. How'd she get in there?
She? Who?
That Lady Godiva with a short bob.
What Lady Godiva?
Oh, as if you didn't know. Come on, take a look.
But nobody could have gotten in here without the... Well, Rocky...
All right, Chris, cut it out.
Not bad. Not bad at all.
Okay. How'd she get in?
I don't know, Rock. Nobody could have gotten past me.
Yeah, well, somebody did. And if it's not a gag, there was a reason for it. Either way, I don't like it. Now get her out of here.
Okay, you're the boss. But you may be breaking up the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
Del Monte, the brand you trust for flavor in so many good foods. Yes, Del Monte, the best-liked brand of canned fruits and vegetables in the whole wide world, takes you now to the Cafe Tambourine for another adventure with Rocky Jordan. The Cafe Tambourine in Cairo, gateway to the ancient East, where modern adventure and intrigue unfold against a backdrop of antiquity. Tonight's Rocky Jordan story, The Face of Diana.
Well, that's the way it started. Innocent. Nothing to worry about. Just a gag, maybe. Only before it was over, I found out the joke was on me. And I wasn't laughing. It began when I walked into my office at the Tambourine one afternoon to find her staring at me from the opposite wall. Eyes a little too blue, lips a little too red. Chris didn't know how she'd got in, and it was a sure thing I'd never seen her before. What's more, it was all right with me if I never saw her again. Only Chris had other ideas.
Rocky, you really think we ought to get rid of her?
Oh, be your age, Chris. You've seen paintings before.
Ah, but never one like this. How do you suppose it got in here?
It didn't just walk in. Paintings don't have legs.
No? Look again.
All right. People don't just pin pictures on my wall unless there's an angle to it.
Yeah, there's a title here. Diana at the Fountain. It may be the artist's signature.
Hello, Tambourine.
Hello, Rocky. Well, how do you like it?
How do I like what?
Diana at the Fountain. The picture. What else?
Look, who is this?
Willie Rosen. You know, the painter down at the Muskie Bazaar.
So you dumped that painting in my office.
That's right. Those meals you've been letting me have on the cuff, I just thought I'd give you Diana, sort of as a payment.
Well, look, Willie, forget the bill if you want to, but come and get this thing, huh?
Rocky, I haven't got time. Wait, Rocky. I can't talk.
Willie! That's funny. Hung up on me.
Well, who was it?
Willie Rosen, the artist.
Oh, he brought the picture in. For you to keep?
Not on your life. We're getting rid of it as soon as we can.
May I hope, then, that the picture is for sale, Mr. Jordan?
I turned around. I don't know how he got there, but he was standing in the doorway. Well-dressed, Egyptian, with the fez of the upper class. But he wasn't looking at me. His eyes were glued on the painting. I nodded for Chris to leave.
I asked, sir, if it could be possible that the painting is for sale.
It's possible, yes.
Then, would you mind if I observed it more closely?
On display to all customers. Limited time only.
Yes, thank you. Well, Not without merit. Excellent indeed.
If you like that sort.
May I inquire where you got it?
It's an old family heirloom.
Ah, yes, of course. Indeed. Good perspective, line, coloring.
Sure, minor masterpiece.
Yes, it might well be.
Oh, you know how it is. All the best artists bring their stuff in here for me to handle.
Mr. Jordan, I do not intend to pry into where you obtained the picture. But I am quite serious about buying it. What is your price?
Price? It's way too high.
Obviously, you do not recognize me. I am Kasha Bey, and I am well able to meet your figure, Mr. Jordan.
Okay, I'll go along. You name it.
£100 cash.
£500.
Agreed, Mr. Jordan. The picture is mine.
Kasha Bey pulled out a fat roll of bills, paid the £500, took the picture, and was gone. The price was too high, and it happened too fast, much too fast. I decided to check on Kasha Bey. He was in the phone book, all right. Address on the Nile front in the right part of town. That made me wonder about Willie Rosen again, so I headed for his stall in the Muskie Bazaar. That's when I got another surprise. Willie and his paintings were all gone, but somebody else was there. Wax mustache and goatee, spotless white suit, flop-brim Panama hat. And he guessed what I was after.
Ah, senor. Do I perceive that you also are looking for Willie Rosen?
As a matter of fact, I am. You know where he's gone?
I know only that the weaver across the way just told me that he gave up his stall this morning and his painting. I've gone in payment of debts. He owed you money, of course.
Oh, no, it's the other way around.
Oh?
But he did owe you money, eh?
Me? Oh, no, not at all. Purely a professional interest. I will explain that I am Carlo Veroni, senor, an art dealer.
Oh, I see. And you're very anxious to buy one of Rosen's paintings.
Hell, I'm afraid not, senor. He's an old friend of mine. I purchased one or two of his sketches at a small price, but only to encourage him, you understand.
Oh, sure. Any idea where Willie lives, Signor Veroni?
His studio is not far from here. As a matter of fact, I was thinking of trying there. If you would like,
sure,
senor...
Sure, Mr. Veroni. Let's go find him. Veroni took me half a block onto a street entrance and up three flights of shaky steps to Willie's studio. I watched Veroni's face as he knocked. There was no sound inside, so he knocked again. Right then, I got the feeling that it was the wrong place to be, but it was too late. Veroni's hand was on the knob and the door swung open. Willie was there, all right, but there was no use telling him he'd just sold a picture. There was a chair tipped over in the center of the floor. Willie's feet dangled about 2 feet above it, and the rafter was sagging with his weight.
Keep this room clear. Well, Jordan?
It's like I said on the phone, Sam. Mr. Veroni and I walked in here and found him, like that.
Very well. There are certain necessary questions.
But of course, Captain Savaya. Willie Rosen was a mutual friend. We came to inquire about him.
It seems he'd been real busy disposing of everything, giving his paintings away to pay off debts.
Mm. And even his studio is left bare. It's all quite clear.
What does that mean?
A man unable to face his own seeming failure, his last effort being to set his affairs in order before this.
Suicide? You got to that awfully quick, Sam.
And is it not obvious, Jordan?
Sure, a little too obvious.
Oh, come now. You are suggesting murder? And for what purpose? Robbery? Obviously the man had nothing.
I talked to him on the phone this afternoon, Sam. He was in good spirits.
Hardly sufficient evidence. People are given to heroics at such a time.
Yeah, maybe they are. Just the same, you'd better check.
Check what, Jordan?
I don't know.
As I thought. You have no facts. None at all.
I just have a feeling,
you
Sam.
Just have a feeling. And may I point out you've had feelings before? And may I also point out that you've been wrong more times than you've been right?
All right. Play it your way. It's your case.
It is indeed. And this time, Jordan, shall we keep it that way?
Del Monte Foods is presenting tonight's adventure with Rocky Jordan. Seems to me we're hearing a lot about budgets these days, and the big question, of course, is how to stay within one. So I have a tip for you women who are planning ways and means to eat better for less money this year. Cook with the spicy, rich flavor of Del Monte tomato sauce.
And that certainly is good advice, Larry.
Del Monte tomato sauce really makes thrifty dishes something to talk about.
Yes, it is important to cook with Del Monte tomato sauce. It gives you such a clear, zesty flavor, not too bland and not too spicy. A flavor that really builds up your hash, macaroni, or Spanish rice, for instance.
And Del Monte tomato sauce is so dependable, too. Ask any good cook you know. Around our house, we've used it for years.
Yes, after all, Del Monte is the original tomato sauce. No other brand has matched its marvelous flavor. And what it does for the flavor of the other foods is something wonderful. Something you just have to taste to appreciate. You owe it to your own reputation as a good cook to see that you get the original tomato sauce. Del Monte. And now we take you back to Cairo and tonight's Rocky Jordan story, The Face of Diana.
Well, I gave up arguing with Sam. He said Willie Rosen's death was suicide, but I wasn't convinced. And there was still Kasha Bey to think about. So I left Willie's studio and walked toward the Sharia El Din to flag a taxi. But I didn't make it. A face at the street corner stopped me. I'd seen it before, and all at once I knew where. Pretty, eyes almost too blue, lips almost too red. She was the face on that picture Willie Rosen had brought to my cafe. Well, hello, Diana. Waiting for somebody?
What? Why?
Your name is Diana, isn't it?
Why, no. Why do you ask?
But you do know Willie Rosen.
Oh, yes. Yes, I know Willie. And you?
Just a friend. Her name's Jordan, Cafe Tambury.
Of course. Willie's told me how kind you've been. I'm Shirley Perron.
I noticed the new suitcases, Shirley. Going somewhere?
Oh, Willie has been keeping secrets from you, Mr. Jordan. He and I are going to Alexandria to be married.
Married? It's kind of sudden, isn't it?
Not at all. We've been planning it for a long time.
Shirley, did you know Willie had sold his stall in the bazaar? He'd been taking his paintings around to pay off debts, but they're all gone?
Of course. That's how he hopes to have enough money so that we can start a little business in Alexandria.
Look, I want you to answer one more question. It may be important.
Of course, Mr. Jordan. What is it?
When did you pose for that picture of Diana?
Diana? What picture?
The one Willie painted of you.
Of me? But he hasn't painted any picture of me. I never posed for Willie in my life. Mr. Jordan, is there something wrong?
I didn't have the heart to tell her, but I did get her into a cab and on her way home. What she told me, it started an idea bouncing around in the back of my head, like the little ball on a roulette wheel. And when the wheel stopped, it didn't say suicide. It was murder. Sam had already left Willie Rosen's, but 10 minutes later, I caught him at headquarters just as his limousine pulled up.
Jordan, you again?
Yeah, that's right, Sam.
I thought I'd made it clear.
You wanted facts? I got them. Willie was planning to get married. That's the only reason he was clearing up his debts here.
You are sure of this, Jordan?
Positive. Man doesn't take his life just as he's about to get married, Sam.
Is that all you came to tell me?
No. Here are some more facts. 3, 4, 5.
Jordan, what is this?
£500 cash. I got it this afternoon from a man who came to my cafe looking for one of Willie's paintings. He wanted that picture bad, Sam. I could have named any price.
That is odd, very odd.
Yeah, it's more than that.
Who was this man?
Now we're getting someplace. Come on, Sam, I'll take you to him. We got into Sam's limousine and started for the address on the Nile front. When Sam saw what kind of neighborhood it was, he began to get jittery. But he didn't ask any more questions. The house we were looking for turned out to be a junior grade palace overlooking the river. Sam kept puzzled eyes on me as I worked the knocker.
Yes? May I help you?
We'd like to see Kasha Bey.
Kasha Bey? Jordan, what are you doing?
Kasha Bey is here. Please to come in. The servants are out for the night, but I will be happy to show you the way.
She wasn't Egyptian, but she was tall and beautiful with a certain dignity. Only I had a feeling she was acting the part. With Sam, it was different. He was wiping his forehead with a big handkerchief, and it was no act.
Jordan, have you quite gone out of your mind?
Sam, what's the matter?
Who is it, Countess?
These two gentlemen would like to see you, darling.
So? Oh, Captain Sabaya.
My most humble apologies, Commissioner Kashat Bey.
Commissioner?
Yes, Commissioner Jordan.
I believe you have not met my wife of a few months. Countess, this is one of my most trusted captains of the police.
Sabaya Bay and Jordan. Don't you remember?
It is a pleasure, Captain. And Mr. Jordan.
Now, if you two will step into my study, you will pardon us, my dear?
Of course, darling.
Now, Captain Sabaya, the purpose of your unappointed visit.
Commissioner, I must confess that I...
Oh, I'll tell it, Sam. It's about your visit to my cafe tambourine this afternoon, Kashab Bay.
Your cafe tambourine?
Yeah, that's right. You bought a picture from me there by a painter named Willie Rosen. You wanted it real bad. Why?
Captain Sabaya.
Yes, Commissioner.
Exactly how long have you been a member of the Cairo Police Force?
Well, for almost 10 years, Kashabe.
It is unthinkable.
But I do not understand.
Then I will tell you. I have never seen this Mr. Jordan before. Neither have I been to his cafe, nor have I bought a picture from him. Today or any time.
Jordan!
Don't believe it, Sam. He was there.
Enough. Captain. I shall expect a formal explanation of this affair, and in the proper manner.
I shall submit a written report as soon as possible, Kashabe, with my apologies.
Listen, Sam, why should I lie
Jordan,
to you?
Come out of this house now. Immediately.
Sam marched me out, his fez flying behind him. At the curb, he slammed the limousine door in my face and drove off. Now any hope of further help from Sam was gone. So I caught a cab back to the tambourine. By the time I got there, I was beginning to think I might be wrong. When I walked into my office, two things changed my mind. Both of them were big, native, and nasty.
Ah, so you have come back. Howdy, Effendi.
Yeah, sure, howdy. Look, this is a private office.
But we come for the picture.
Ah, I should have figured. Who sent you?
Naba, tell him that we have come for the picture. Okay.
As you say, Botar, we come for the picture.
Easy, Naba. Do not strike him yet. Now the picture, Effendi. Okay.
You're several hours too late.
I think the time has come that I should...
No, Naba. Do not hit him yet. Now search, Naba. Search.
At once, Botar. I leave everything untorn.
Hey, have you two ever thought of trying this routine in vaudeville?
The picture is not here. I do not find it.
Satisfied now, Botar?
Perhaps. But if the one who commands is not satisfied... We return.
And when we return, we will...
No, Naba, do not hit him yet. Come, we go now. Howdy, Effendi. Okay.
Sure. Okay to you, too. I forgot to thank them for telling me I was right. The painting Willie had given me held all the answers. I was off to try and find them, first to the art gallery of Willie's friend, Carlo Veroni, on the Sharia Mildan. The hour was late, but the place was still open. It was full of the usual statues and cheap prints of famous pictures along the wall. Veroni was there and somebody else. The girl I'd met on the street that afternoon, Shirley Perron.
Oh, Signor Jordan, it is good that you came. I have been consoling Miss Perron on Willie's death.
Yeah, sure. Hello, Shirley. Sorry I didn't tell you about Willie.
It doesn't matter, Mr. Jordan. It's just that I can't understand.
The police think Willie did it himself.
No, that's impossible. We were so happy.
Let's clear up something, Shirley. You told me Willie hoped to have enough money to start a business in Alexandria. He wasn't going to get it by selling his paintings.
But he was. He had one painting he treasured. Not his own, but an original Degas he'd had for a long time.
Degas, Miss Perron? Surely not genuine?
Yes, I'm certain. And he must have sold it because it wasn't in his room when they found him.
There wasn't any money there, either.
I hadn't thought about that.
Suppose somebody was after the Degas. Where would Willie be able to hide it?
A moment, Signor Jordan. There is a way used by many to hide a valuable painting.
Let's hear it, Mr. Veroni.
An artist is only to apply a coating of shellac on the original and then paint another picture over it.
Meaning maybe the painting Willie gave to me...
My thoughts, you know.
Yeah, there's only one way to find out. I'll see you later. Whether Veroni's hunch was right or not, it took me back to the house of Kasha Bay on the Nile. There was a light in one of the upper windows, but the lower floor was dark. I scouted the side windows till I found one that came open. I hit the jackpot. The room was used for storage, full of odds and ends of furniture. I lit a match and went to work. Finally, in a far corner covered by a tapestry, I found it. Diana at the fountain. It's as far as I got.
You will observe the gun, Mr. Jordan.
I always do.
I had hoped you would not return. Now I ask why.
Only to find something, Cachapé. A valuable Degas painting.
I fail to understand.
Sure, but you didn't give me 500 pounds just for Diana at the fountain this afternoon. The Degas underneath, right? Let's have a look.
Do not touch the picture.
You won't use that gun, Cachapé.
I regret that you make it necessary. I paid you for the picture, a fair price. Now you have broken into my house, and I have every right...
Kasia, no!
Countess!
What are you doing?
Do not come in here. There is no other way.
No, no, give me the gun, Kasia. Give it to me.
Very well. Oh, I suppose I owe you some thanks, Countess.
Yes. Yes, you do. However, I think it is best that you now know the truth.
No, my dear, no.
Yes. It is too late to do otherwise. Wait here, Mr. Jordan.
She left the room, and in a moment she was back with a bottle that held some kind of liquid. She stepped to the painting and with a cloth began carefully rubbing the liquid on the face. Slowly, the face of Diana faded, and in its place, another one came through. Only it wasn't anything painted by Degas. It was the face of the Countess, Kasia Bey's wife.
So now you know, Mr. Jordan.
I see. Countess, hmm? Well, you're really just an artist model. You posed for that picture yourself.
Yes. I lied to become Kasia Bey's wife. I bought up every picture ever painted of me, except this one.
To keep your husband from finding out.
I did not know that he had learned my secret long ago.
So you were both after the painting. Only Kasia Bey got it first.
You must understand, Mr. Jordan. I forgave my wife the moment I learned of her lie. But there were others who...
Oh, sure. It wouldn't be good if the right people found out.
I had presented her as one of station. My position, my future were in jeopardy.
And it was even worth strong-arm methods, huh? Who paid Botar and his pal, anyhow? You or the Countess?
No, no, no. They were in my employ.
And did you have them kill Willie?
Wait, Mr. Jordan. The Countess had nothing to do with that part. I killed Willie Rosa.
No, it is not true.
But it is. I went to his studio. You must believe me, Jordan.
It's a good try, Kasia Bey, but it won't work. Willie was killed not more than 10 minutes after I talked to him on the phone. You were in my office then, buying his picture. Remember?
But it could not have been my wife. It could not have been.
It could have, but I don't think it was. Yeah, the answer this time's in another painting.
Another painting, Mr. Jordan?
A Degas. An original Degas. And all of a sudden, I think I know exactly where to find it.
Signor Jordan, you're back so soon.
Yeah, I'm back, Veroni.
And the Degas you have found?
I sure have.
Excellent. And where, Mr. Jordan?
Well, you figure it out. Willie Rosen, painter, wants to sell a valuable Degas. And where would he take it? Where else but to an art dealer, to someone he'd done business with before. An old friend.
An old friend?
You, Veroni.
Jordan, this is preposterous.
Only Willie wanted money for that painting. A lot of money. More than you were willing to pay.
You insinuate that
you killed him, Veroni. Should have been obvious from the beginning. Only it all got mixed up with another painting that didn't have anything to do with it.
Lies, a peck of lies. If I kill for the Degas, where is it now?
It's a nice print you got on your walls, Veroni.
Those? They're only cheap copies.
Are they? Then I'll buy them.
Jordan, what are you doing with it?
With this jackknife? It's not for you, Veroni. It's for these pictures. Like this.
You're mad. You've lost your senses.
Not that one, huh? Let's try this next one. Not that one either. And maybe this.
Oh, no, no. No, senor.
Veroni broke, and I knew I had it. He grabbed a phony Van Gogh off the wall and swung. The frame glanced off my head, and I bopped him with a fake Picasso. He shoved a statue of Venus at me. The knife clattered out of my hand. He made a dive, but I grabbed a modernistic print of a hatching ostrich egg, and I came down. Veroni's head poked through where the egg used to be. That's when he decided to call it a day.
In just a moment, Rocky Jordan returns to conclude tonight's story. As most of us know, raiding the icebox is a favorite pastime with the American male. And it's even more of a treat when there's plenty of that zesty Del Monte catsup handy to go with those late evening snacks. There's nothing like a cold beef sandwich topped off with that wonderful, rich, spiced tomato flavor of Del Monte catsup.
Well, as a matter of fact, Larry, Del Monte catsup is wonderful on any food that calls for catsup. As my family's favorite cook, I know from experience how Del Monte catsup adds so much zip and zest to other foods.
And one of the big reasons Del Monte catsup has such rich, lively flavor is pineapple vinegar. Yes, Del Monte is the only catsup made with pineapple vinegar, a superlatively fine vinegar that coaxes out all that tempting deep-down tomato flavor. It gives Del Monte catsup an extra lift, a special zip and zest that means real enjoyment.
When beans, hash, or chops need extra man appeal, just see if the delicious spiced tomato flavor of Del Monte catsup doesn't do the trick.
For downright eating enjoyment, friends, be sure your next bottle of catsup is Del Monte. Back now to Rocky Jordan for the conclusion of tonight's story.
Well, my game of pictures with Veroni had stirred up a big noise. The police came and hauled Veroni and me both down to headquarters. Sam took over then, talked first with Veroni for a while. Next, he had me brought into his office, and we were alone. He gazed at me through his horn-rimmed glasses, but I wasn't sure what was going on behind them.
Jordan?
Yes, sir?
Have I not read that the Indian people of your country had a charming custom to mark the end of hostilities? The offering of the peace pipe?
Yeah, that's right. Maybe got one?
No. All that I can offer is a cup of coffee. Will you join me?
Don't mind if I do, Sam. Thanks. Very good.
Now, just for the record, there are perhaps a few things you would like to tell me.
Well, now he listens.
I deserve that, Jordan.
Forget it. Yeah, it's not bad coffee, Sam. Well, it seems there was an Egyptian official. I can't remember his name.
Can't remember? Oh, yes, of course, naturally. Yes.
He married a woman who posed as a countess. But then he got wind of a painting that proved she was a phony. Only trouble was, this got mixed up with another painting that wasn't faked. An original Dega.
The one Veroni killed Willie Rosen to obtain.
That's it. The motive was simple robbery from the beginning. Only a certain official and his wife stumbled in on it.
That, of course, made Veroni think he was very much in the clear.
That, plus your suicide theory.
Very well, Jordan. Yes, very well.
Actually, Veroni tripped himself. In trying to lead me off the track, he suggested the idea of one painting over the other. That did it.
Jordan, you still do not recall the name of this official?
Funny, it still escapes me. All I remember is that he loved his wife an awful lot. Enough to protect her by confessing to a murder he didn't commit.
Love is a strange emotion, Jordan. Is it not?
Well, that reminds me, Sam. I gave you £500 belonging to Willie Rosen. There's a girl named Shirley Perron. Willie would want her to have it. And the Dega painting, too.
Well, as you say, Jordan, you will find me quite amenable. After all, you have taken a most disagreeable task from my shoulders.
Oh? What's that, Sam?
The necessity of making a formal apology to... Isn't that odd? It seems that I too, have forgotten his name. Well, good night, Jordan.
For the finest in tomato flavor, enjoy the whole family of Del Monte tomato products.
Del Monte catsup and chili sauce,
Del Monte tomato sauce and tomato juice,
and Del Monte whole peeled tomatoes.
Remember, buy wisely. Buy for flavor. Buy Del Monte. Del Monte, the brand you trust for flavor in so many good foods. Rocky Jordan, written by Larry Roman and Gomer Kuhl, stars Jack Moyles in the title role with Jane Avello as Sam Sabaya, and is produced and directed by Cliff Howell, with original music composed and conducted by Richard Arant. Remember, you have a date next week at the Cafe Tambourine, run by Rocky Jordan. Same time, same station, and the story is An Air of Death. Whenever you want a quick dessert or a wonderful salad, think of Del Monte peaches. Sliced or halves, they have the luscious tenderness, the natural sweetness you find only in tree-ripened fruit. Yes, for superb peaches, buy Del Monte, the best-liked peaches in the whole wide world. Larry Thor speaking. Rocky Jordan is presented over CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Welcome back. I still think a coffee company ought to be sponsoring this program. It would be just perfect. I mean, Del Monte could do the same thing, but I think somehow it would be different if at the end of each episode, Sabaya and Rocky started having a glass of tomato juice. You could criticize this episode because essentially the murderer revealed the key truth about the painting to Rocky with his suggestion or the information he provided. However, the information is such a common setup of hiding one painting behind another that it'd almost be suspicious for him not to mention that. I do want to thank our Patreon of the day. Thank you so much to John. John has been one of our Patreon supporters since September of 2018 and is currently supporting us at the rookie level of $2 or more per month. Thank you so much for your support, John. That possibility. All right, well, that will actually do it for today. Join us back here tomorrow for Boston Blackie, and then we'll be back next Wednesday with another episode of Rocky Jordan. In the meantime, send your comments to box13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives, and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/Radio Detectives. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.